Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
So, Brooke, I have something huge to tell you.
One of your improv coaches got you pregnant?
Only in my dreams. This is not as big, obviously, but I have made the momentous decision that I am not going to run for political office.
A loss for Americans everywhere, honestly. But probably a good decision, given the fact that you have like 4,000 jobs already.
Yeah, 4,001 would be too many. You're right.
Yeah.
It would not have been pretty.
No. But now you have to inform your disappointed public in a very preachy 3-minute video, just like Matthew McConaughey did about his non-run for governor of Texas.
Yeah, no Governor McConaughey for us. Gotta say, I'm dazed and confused. And honestly, probably more dazed and confused at how much Matthew had to say about it.
Yeah, and Pathways.
And Halen.
There was truly so much going on in that video.
Yeah, so much. I mean, are you okay with him not running?
I mean, it'd be a lot cooler if he did.
Okay. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin-McConaughey. It's Tuesday, November 30th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Okay, Richies, we've got breaking news. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey has formally announced he will not be running for the governor of Texas, which is very confusing because he never was running for the governor of Texas.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like just as shocked as we are, I'm sure. He says he was thinking about running and now he's not going to do it, which obviously begs the question, can you quit something that you never started? I mean, we didn't even get to find out, like, where he stands on anything or what party he'd run under.
I feel like I'm just thinking about all the things that I've, like, thought about doing that I missed the opportunity to announce that I wasn't going to do.
I know. That'd be too many announcements, honestly.
I know every day. So no doubt all that this was just Matthew reminding us that at the end of the day, he's an entertainer. Mm-hmm. I mean, did he just tell us his news in a boring little press statement? No, of course not. He gave us a 3-minute and 13-second full-face video announcing something he won't be doing. And it's definitely entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, this is just truly peak McConaughey, honestly. So in the video, he's like sitting against this blue background and he's got an American flag on one side and a Texas state flag mm-hmm. on the other and way too many books. I don't know what was going on there.
I thought he worked at a Digimarcon and just made out like bandits.
Stop it. No one knows what that is. But it's obviously like this very political look. But then he's got his hair slicked back into a low ponytail, which I do not approve of. Like
less political for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But then he starts off by saying, hey, everyone, McConaughey here. And I just like it's just classic that he's referring to himself as McConaughey. But then he talks about how he's been working for the last 2 years on how he can be the most useful in his lifetime. And he has an answer for how he can do that.
One category of service I've been exploring is politics. I've been considering a run for the governor of Texas. I've been listening. I've been learning. I've been measuring. I've been studying Texas politics and American politics. What have I learned? A lot.
What is he measuring?
Okay, I'm not convinced this isn't an audition tape.
Mm. Ooh.
Like casting was like, we need a tape of you running for office. Like this is the new movie that's coming out by Steven Spielberg. And that was his audition. Like this is just so ridiculous to me.
Yeah, or it's something he's like teasing us and he's going to do his own movie about it. And this is like his, that would actually be kind of genius. I would maybe be on board for that.
I mean, he's an entertainer and he's leaving us entertained and he doesn't leave us hanging. No. So he says he's learned a lot and he tells us what some of those things are.
Right. So he starts by saying we have problems we need to fix, which duh, you think? And that our politics need new purpose. I could agree with that. And then he says, and then he says, we have divides that need healing. This is just straight from the political book. But then he talks about shared values and building bridges, not burning them, which I don't agree with.
You're all about burning bridges.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, leave that in the past.
Yeah. Islands are amazing. And the last thing you need is people coming over. So
agree.
I'm into it. So, of course, a political announcement or I guess a non-announcement isn't going to be complete without the mention of freedom in this country because everyone seems to think that America and freedom are synonymous.
Yeah. America all the way. but like this sounded to me like a monologue. Like it was very actory.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's an audition.
Yeah. Like just the pauses and like.
I don't think he'd get the part, though. We're going to have to pass.
He's going to have to take time off from those Lincoln commercials. I mean, does he have the time? God.
I've learned that freedom comes with responsibility and that great leaders serve. Whether a politician, a CEO, star quarterback, a mother, father, husband, wife, brother, friend, mentor, or teacher, we lead by serving each other. We lead through our service. What is service? Service is taking on responsibility today so we can have more freedom tomorrow.
Yeah, that all came out so quick, like a rap. And it's like, what are you saying, McConaughey? What's happening here?
Yeah, right. Like, he's like talking about quarterbacks and CEOs, which like what? And then he's like, freedom comes with responsibility and service is our responsibility. Like, I will say it may have seemed rambly, but it wasn't. Like, he definitely had a point. But like I said, it just sounded really rehearsed. It sounded like every monologue I've heard in any movie.
He just like, I feel like he went on an ayahuasca trip and was like, politics is for me. And then his wife was like, no. And so he had to make this video because he thought he had announced it, but he never had. Like, it's just so weird.
Right. He's like, someone get me all the books. I'm going to put them in the background.
So, okay. Matthew's got some thoughts on the lessons that he's learned over the last 2 years when he's done this kind of self-reflection. And it's pretty clear he's trying to inspire people with this video, even though it's not entirely clear what he wants us to do.
Can we expect to get what we earn more than what we think we deserve? Can we give ourselves more reasons to trust each other first instead of last? That's the leadership that we need. That's the investment in our states and our country that we need. That's the investment we need.
I just, like, I was lost, truly, like, the whole time. I'm like, what is he talking? Like, I don't know what he's talking about. I couldn't stop looking at the books, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to this with my mom, and she was like, he's saying he's not running with that? And I was like, yeah. She's like, why is it so long? And I was like, exactly, Mom. Exactly.
Right. Could have been an email.
Always. It can always be an email. So after all of that, he finally made it official, raising his finger, pointing to the sky and saying he's not running for office. And what's crazy to me is that it was towards the end of this. Like, we're over 2 minutes for him to get there and say that he's not actually running for office.
Yeah. He first said that the path for political office is a humbling and inspiring one. Then he says, it's also a path that I choose not to take at this moment, which a lot of people are focusing on the at this moment, maybe he could still run at some point.
Mm-hmm. Never say never.
Yeah. And instead of running for governor, he says he'll continue to work and invest the bounty he has supporting entrepreneurs, businesses and foundations that he believes are leaders. Then, of course, mm-hmm. he mentions more pathways because those mm-hmm. are important, as we all know.
Well, and I feel like the business is probably what, Office Depot for all those notebooks?
Yeah, totally.
And whoever makes flags.
Whoever makes flags.
So Matthew posted the video on Sunday, but he's been toying with the idea of running apparently since earlier this year. Back in March, he did an interview with the Austin American Statesman about running for office where he said, I'd be a fool not to consider the honor to go into the position of politics as the governor of Texas.
Love it. He also brought up the idea of being useful, saying, but I honestly have to ask myself, how can I be most useful? And maybe that's as a free agent. So I don't know, is he going to be a football player now? And even in a recent October interview with NPR, Matthew said the option of running was still on the table. So it's like he wants us to chase after him and be like, run, you should run.
Yeah. Well, also, I'm sorry. Who are these interviewers that are asking him this question? Like, come on. Like, yeah. Don't put these ideas in this guy's head. He doesn't need to be running for office. But for right now, at least, it's a done deal. Any hopes of a very nauseating McConaughey is all right, all right, all right for governor. Those campaign ideas are dead for now.
I guess I'm going to have to put away this puffy paint and poster board then.
Oh, my God. Matthew, though, not surprisingly, really, is not the first celebrity to consider a run.
No.
I mean, we have the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was governor of California for 4 years. And I know I'm trying to forget Kanye trying to run for president last year.
Yeah, we're all trying to forget that. There's even been a rumor that Meghan Markle might run for office in California. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not going to go well. I can't imagine.
No.
Instagram commenters are voting. I don't think it's going to be a big hit.
Can they vote in their mom's basement, though?
Yeah, sadly.
So, yeah, it does make you wonder, though, are celebs running for office actually a good idea?
Probably not. Honestly, like, I'm to the point now where I don't think anyone running for office is a good idea. Like, let's just run amok at this point.
We need robots. We need robots leading us.
Yes, that's what we all agree on. We need more robots.
Unhackable ones.
Exactly.
That's how we'll all be safe.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.